This week in the Phil Room, Jeff goes inside to the offensive line. You work with those guys every day. We'll let Jeff give us an idea of what's happening up front, particularly Jeff at left tackle.
Well, one of the guys, though, Sam, that I really like watching is Brandon Leonard, the young guard from Miami. He's got great hands, and he keeps them inside, and that makes him one of the more powerful players on the field. And I think that Luke Jokel could learn a lot from watching Brandon Leonard.
Everybody probably remembers when CBS and Dan Fouts had the ISO camera on Luke Jokel, and he had a moment that didn't look so good. Look, I get it. Everybody wants to talk about Luke Jokel. He's a high pick, but he is getting better in my mind. But now let's go look at the film. I want you to watch the right arm of Luke Jokel and where it is in the placement against Phillip Hunt, the defensive end. You can see that the right hand almost gets inside, but Phillip Hunt gets inside. And so that right elbow is now outside and up. Now, when Luke Jokel tries to throw the anchor out, the right leg right there, he's got no leverage, and that makes him look bad. And during the game, I wanted to see how he reacted after this. Yes, it's embarrassing. Would he revert to the form of ducking his head and getting beat? I mean, you know, this play, to me, it's okay. He still slowed the guy up. But now let's look at the reaction after this play. This is the very next rush against Phillip Hunt. Remember the last time? He embarrassed Luke. Would he duck his head? Will he get too far forward? He doesn't. He stays patient. He stays patient, and this time you can see the arm doesn't quite get inside, but the right elbow stays tucked, allowing him to have a little bit of power. He slows him down enough to where Zane Beatles now comes out and helps, and it stops the rush and the power rush of Phillip Hunt. Now, later in the game, he faces James Jones, a better defensive end. Now look at the hand placement on this play. Good set. Head is up. Weight is up. But look at the right arm this time. It's inside and underneath of Jones, and now he has power. And look at the leg stop of Jones. That's improvement. Now, everybody that wants to criticize Luke Jokel, hey, look, he's getting better, and I am excited for him because he's getting better amongst a lot of speculation and criticism and certainly a lot of ISO cameras.
I thought it was incredibly unfair of CBS to put an ISO camera on Luke Jokel and then to be able to pick three plays out of an entire season, which is about 900 plays last year, and pick three bad out. Luke Jokel is getting better, and I like the work that he's doing, and he's going to continue to get better. If you're an NFL player and you haven't had a moment like that, you haven't played in the NFL, Sam.